Joining me now is Admiral William Owens, former Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Good morning.
Good morning.
President Bush has said revolutionary changes need to be made in order to make the military ready for the 21st century. How dramatic would those changes be?
Well, I think these are the kind of changes that would be truly revolutionary in the sense that today's military is essentially the military of Napoleon, built around heavy massed forces of armies, navies, air forces, and marines. The changes would involve a lot more systems that would bring knowledge warfare to reality, that is, the ability to see a very large battlefield, the ability to transmit that information to warriors at all levels, the ability to evaluate that battlefield in daylight or nighttime, all weather, 24 hours a day, and the ability to be much more mobile in that battlefield. So I think these kind of changes are revolutionary. They involve unmanned vehicles. They involve a lot of information technology. And I think they involve, importantly, a lot of commercial information technology, much of which is not being attended to inside the Pentagon today.
And yet President Bush sent President Clinton's defense budget to Congress. I guess he's going to do all of this a little later, huh?
You know, I think that is true. I think he does plan to do this review. There's the press, as you know, about Andy Marshall leading some sort of strategic review inside the Pentagon. I suppose it's necessary for any new administration to do such a review and then act on it after it's finished. But I would encourage them, and I hope that they don't overdo the study and get on with the action to implement some of these changes, which are sorely needed and significantly overdue.
What would be your approach to the work of changing the military establishment?
My approach would be to be as radical as one is allowed to be inside the bureaucracy, to bring together information technology systems that truly allow America to see a very large battlefield. We, contrary to popular belief, have no ability to do that today inside the military. When you can see that very large battlefield and transmit that information and the enemy can't, you have dominant battlefield awareness and you win if you have good enough, not the world's very best, ships, tanks, and airplanes.
Can the U.S. afford to do all that and still build a national missile defense system as the Bush administration wants to do?
Yes, the National Missile Defense System will claim tens of billions of dollars. That, I'm sure, will have to come in inside the budget of the Pentagon, and significant changes will have to be made in the bureaucracy in order to find the amount of money necessary to build national missile defense. I'm happy to see that there aren't any claims of a particular date for the national missile defense or a particular amount of money yet, because I think over time, a rational look at that issue will make it perhaps later in deployment when technology allows it to be done at less cost.
And who's the enemy now?
I think it is a bit more uncertain than it's been before. Clearly, the United States is focused on North Korea and Iraq, but when you look at the size of those militaries or the size of that threat, it truly is insignificant alongside the kinds of forces that we have to deal with that threat. But, you know, we've never been able to really highlight or spot the actual threat. Before we went into Desert Storm, none of us thought that we would be doing that two or three years before it. So you never know who the next threat will be. And I think what is critical here is to be ready with a very flexible, information-oriented military to address that uncertain threat.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Nice being with you.
Admiral William Owens, former Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and author of the new book, Lifting the Fog of War,